amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Allison's show Monday nights on VBS. Visit Allison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and again, we're here to do instantaneous healings for everyone. So if this is your first time listening, the Creation Light Shift comes here once every 2,000 years to help the planet and also the people on the planet for the ascension process. And the basic process is to get into your body fully, to take your body with you to a higher consciousness. Remember, your spirit is connected to the divine. And the divine knows how to do all this work naturally, and so does your spirit. But you need to be in your body fully to do this process. So this is the main thing. The teachings that we have from the light ship is what Jesus taught here. He was from the creation light ship. And his teachings were basically to go within and don't go without. And this is where we work with everybody during these calls that they call in on. We attempt to get you to connect to your higher guidance, your spirit residing in your heart center. And the light ship only works in the now. It's very instant. And it goes from now to now to now. And it does not work in the future. It only works in the now. So when you request your healings, request them in the now. And if you don't have the result that you would like, then request again. Because the light ship only works one time with you. This is how the divine works. And the divine always sees you in pure perfection. And so as you change your perfection, like say you have a physical problem, the problem is what was created, and that's in divine perfection at that time. So for you to get out of that situation, you want to request healings, and then from there you go into another state of perfection. So the light ship always sees you perfect, whole, and complete with your experience that you're experiencing. So, Sylvia, are you online?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and it's very wonderful, as usual, to be with you. I'll just mention before we get started that we welcome your questions and comments, and you may have questions for Ron throughout the show. And if you do, probably the best and fastest and easiest way to get those questions to us is by using the BBS Fast Chat. So what you want to do is from the BBS radio homepage, if you're at the homepage, go to, if you haven't already, go to the schedule of shows and click on Creation Lightship on any of the days that we're on, or you can click on today's Wednesday at 7 p.m., and that'll bring up our page, and you'll see a window at the top that has the phone numbers that you can call in on. And underneath the phone numbers, there's a line that says BBS Fast Chat, and you simply click on that and you'll get a window. And that window allows you to type in your name and whatever your question is and just hit send, and then it comes to us instantly. So what you want to do right now is bring up that window if you haven't done that already and if you'd like to be able to be on the Fast Chat. And once you've got it open, then go ahead and minimize it. And that will allow you to scroll down further. You'll see a blinking flower, and then below that you'll see a beautiful light being, which is a light being from the Creation Light Ship. And Ron will be bringing in her energy as well as others for healing tonight, so you definitely want to have that on the screen in front of you. So once you've got her on the screen in front of you, then you can maximize the Fast Chat window, and that way you'll be able to see both of them at the same time, so that you don't have to worry about going back and forth on your screen, and you'll be all set up for watching both at the same time. So that will help you out. And then I wanted to also mention, especially for those that are new to this show, that this show is all about healing. So in between talking about different topics, Ron will be bringing you live, instantaneous, beautiful, wonderful healings with the Creation Lightship all throughout the hour. So I invite you to sit back and relax, turn off your phones if you can, your cell phone, make yourself comfortable. You may want to just close your eyes and go into your heart and experience the broadcast like that. It's a beautiful way to do that. Tonight's topic, we're going to be discussing the truth about karma, about reincarnation, and about so-called spiritual lessons that we are supposedly here to learn. And Ron will be talking about the true, simple spiritual laws that we should be living by regarding those things. So with no further ado, I'd like to ask Ron to come on and start us out with a little entity clearing. It's something that he likes to start with to help us actually come bring our spirit more into our bodies and make sure that there's nothing else there or no other energies there so that our spirit can come fully into present time with us. So over to you, Ron, for that.
Okay, so again, just sit back and relax. The Lightship is doing this for you. And good, we'll talk about grounding. Larry asked about grounding, so we'll continue with that after this here. So he's on the fast chat. So what we're doing now, we're going to be releasing entities from us. Entities are emotional bodies of people who've passed on, and they're only here because they haven't been blessed and absorbed, taken away by the Earth Spirit. So somehow that process has been neglected through all of our spiritual teachings here. And there's probably a reason for that, because the main thing is it dilutes our energy. So anyway, we'll just do some clearing here. And the way you leave your body is, one way is to be in physical pain. Another way is to get angry with somebody. Another way is to take drugs that alter your mind, numb your mind out. Let's just say you had, a couple packs of beer or something. You would be a little bit out of your body at that time, I'm sure. And what comes in is entities, because they like to play around with us. So they're the marionette, and the body is, the puppet. And they'll kind of trick us into doing different things. Remember, they're having their experience through you. And the emotional bodies do not have life force energy of their own. And so the only way that they can survive is to attach to a physical life form like us. And then from there, they'll get our energy. And you may have a lot of them attached to you without even realizing it. So we're releasing these right now from you to make you more whole and complete. And if you'd like to also, minimize the fast chat if you have it up, and then just scroll down a little bit further, about an inch on your scroll bar, and you're going to see this beautiful light being underneath the blinking flower. And have her in front of you now. And she'll be doing some healing on you a little bit later in the show here. And she was drawn by a lady who actually saw her physically when she was aboard the light ship. And she drew her in real time. And we're now going to bring back more of your spirit. So we're doing a cleansing on your spirit right now, these fragments. Could be thousands of them that left you. And here we go. We're going to count to 10 as more of you come into your body. Normally, your spirit will come in through your crown chakra, but sometimes it'll come in through the heart. But regardless, it will still come into you the way that it needs to. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, do some more entity clearing. And if this is done for you for the first time, you may start feeling a large rush of energy coming into your body. I've had people say they could actually physically see better afterwards. This can also take away some of the mental fog that we might have. And you may feel like yourself. So here we go. More of you is coming in. And again, we're cleansing your spirit before it comes into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more entity clearing. And this is also called, in the New Age terminology, a soul retrieval. So here we go. More is coming into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. from scanning the group right now, it feels like we're probably at about 35% to the lowest, and the highest is about 65. So we need to get you all up to at least half in your body. So here we go. And when you're half in your body, you know who you are, and you're going to feel that change in consciousness. So here we go. I'll do some more entity releasing here. And like I say all the time, this you should be doing yourself, okay? But if you're not, then we'll do it for you here. But this is your responsibility. Remember, when you're first born, you're in your body 100%. And unfortunately, nobody has ever instructed you, typically, to stay in your body. So it's kind of maybe a lost art. So you want to be in your body all the time to be responsible. And that's how you get your healings. Your spirit's responsible for your healing. So we're now cleaning out quite a bit of all of you right now. And you can tell when you're having a healing or when your spirit's working with you is you're going to have some tingles in your body. And some people actually feel a sense of warmth also. So, but everybody's different. If you don't feel anything, that's okay. Like I say, men basically are 1% feelers, and women are about 50-50. So if you do sense energy and feel it, you know, it's very nice. But it works anyway if you do not. So here we go. There's more of you coming in. You're probably going to be at about 55% for all of you right now or higher. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So I'll answer the question now. So the terminology is being grounded that people normally talk about. People who do meditation tend to want to be grounded, but yet they still go out of their body. So there's a couple of schools of thought here. Number one is I never ground to the earth energy at all. I ground to my heart center because I don't want to pick up the energy from the earth and run it through me and experience what the earth is experiencing. What the earth is experiencing is its own particular growth, and its growth is centered around emotions. So I choose not to ground to the earth, which is going to dilute my own spirituality of who I am. A lot of people who meditate, they're told to connect to maybe a crystal in the center of the earth or something like that, and you put your psychic cord down there, which is actually your spirit energy, and you do that, and then all of a sudden you may start losing your own divine energy coming to you because you're giving it away to the earth. And people think that they're grounded that way, but yet they still go out of their body during meditations. And most people who do meditations, at the very end, they'll tell you to come back now, you know, open your eyes slowly, you know, as you come back into your body. It's kind of standard procedure. So I really don't personally meditate myself. When I used to meditate, I did lose all my information that I was getting. I thought this is kind of ridiculous. So, you know, I'm not really knocking meditation. What I am saying is that you don't want to go out of your body during a meditative process, because when you're doing that, you're out elsewhere looking around and you're not staying home to protect your body. Then entities can come into you. So I don't really recommend that. You can meditate or just be still with your spirit in your body, but I think most people use meditation for stress reduction. So instead of taking maybe drugs or alcohol, they choose to meditate to have that release of tensions from not being here. But normally you go out of your body in that process. If you're attempting to connect with your own guidance, it will never be outside of yourself. This is what Jesus taught, go within. So there's really no reason to go outside of yourself to get your intuition because it's all with you. So I guess I'll kind of skip over that now. So yeah, so it's basically ground to your heart center. That's where you do, that's who you are, and that's where your information is. So since we have you now in your body, more than you were before, we're going to now connect you to your heart center. So if you wish to do this, you can. What we're going to do is just kind of, in a sense, visualize an elevator. And the floor, say, in your forehead or in your head, your consciousness is on the 10th floor, and the first floor is your heart. It's like an elevator dropping down. And you will actually feel your consciousness dropping down into your heart center where your spirit resides. So the Life Ship's going to help you do this here. Once this channel is done for you, if you're the first timer on this call, you're going to realize that you can do this all the time now, much easier than you have been able to before. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And dropping down again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And again, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Wonderful. So we're going to do right now, since you're in your heart center, we're going to energize this beautiful light beam that should be in front of you on your computer monitor. If not, like we said, just go to one of my shows, Creation Lightship Healing. Click on it and then scroll down past the blinking flower, and this beautiful light beam will be looking at you. And she's now going to come into this monitor screen of yours, and you're going to see her colors change on her forehead. She normally does that for us. And you may start to see her become more transparent. She'll come in, look like a really light beam figure coming towards you a little bit. She'll become more three-dimensional. She may begin to smile. You may feel energy coming off your monitor. And her eyes will look like they're looking at you, and they'll become very intense, with white light coming out of them. And so she'll bless your room and also do healings with you here. So, again, just kind of sit present here and just watch the monitor. Some people like to move their hand in front of their monitor, and they can feel the energy off her coming right into your hand, into your palm chakra, or into your fingers. So you want to just move your hand back and forth. I like kind of moving from side to side about a foot and watching her eyes as she connects with me. And like I said earlier in the show, the light ship only works with heart energy. Okay, so the heart energy is how she's going to connect with you. So she'll connect right to your own spirit. And then from there, the light being along with your spirit will be doing healings with you. So again, just sit back and relax. And we're going to put some music on now for about a couple minutes here. And request your healings. And just, you're here right now, and enjoy this wonderful experience here. Remember, there's nothing for you to do but request healing. And do a couple of requests, you know, don't do like 20 or 30 of them. Just, if you don't know, if you feel perfectly fine, then ask for a tune-up. And see you back in a couple of minutes. Thank you. Okay. So if that was enjoyable for all of you here, and you should feel this sacredness inside of yourself now as you've been connected to your spirit. So, Sylvia, where should we go from here?
Well, I think this would be a good time to just get into our topic for a few minutes. I think that a lot of people are familiar with the subject of karma and reincarnation, and they've all been told, you know, that you have to kind of work out your karma by repeating lifetimes until you get it right, and that we're here to learn hard spiritual lessons that, you know, we've been maybe taking a long time to learn. So could you shed some light on that subject from the Creation Light Shift?
Sure. Well, folks, you've been sold a bill of goods, and our religious teachings have done that to us. And they were basically told or directed by the beings that came here, and some of the teachings were definitely askewed through translations or just things inserted into the different religions that we go by. So basically, when Buddha came about 500 years before Jesus came, his role here was to prepare people for ascension 2,000 years ago. So he came 500 years to tell people to get into their bodies to prepare for ascension. Well, somehow that got switched over to karma. And the karma is the fact that you have genetics in your body that are there from the stored thoughts of your ancestors, and these thoughts bring to you the densities that you're living with today. And what he was here to tell people was not necessarily, you know, karma for the way it's kind of described now, but he was here to say that your karma, your past decisions, law of cause and effect, are stored in your body, and that you need to release these in love and to release yourself out of bondage by the thoughts of your ancestors. And basically, this is like what I do with people with their emotional clearing, is that we use the light ship, and the light ship, in a sense, releases you from these judgments of thought from your ancestors so you can be in the now. So basically, this is what the teachings were supposed to be about. Instead, as we perceive it in our lifetime, you know, it's the fact that you can never be good enough. You always have karma, and you have to figure out why you have karma, and you have to work your way out of karma, and it's like you're cursing this lifetime why you have situations in your life. And then it goes another step further with the thoughts of New Age metaphysics, that your thoughts can control your reality. Well, that's another misnomer. Your thoughts can create things for you, but your thoughts really don't control your reality the way it does on the light ship. It's a very high spiritual teaching, but it doesn't work down here because of the dark side's negativity. So just to prove it to yourself that what I'm saying is correct, I'd like all of you to hold your hand out in front of you. And if you really, really believe that your thoughts control your reality, then I'd like you to manifest instantly in your hand. Remember, there's no such thing as time and space in the spiritual realms, and you are a part of the divine. And I'd like you now to manifest a $100 bill. And typically, most people are going to laugh and say, "Are you crazy?" So then I'll say, "Well, maybe your belief system is not strong enough for a $100 bill. So now, what's the lowest denominational coin that we have? It's a penny. So now hold your hand out and manifest a penny." And naturally, you're probably going to think I'm crazy, because naturally that's not going to probably work either. On the light ship, this all could be done, because there's no negativity here. There's no dark side. There's no mind control interfering with you. But down here, there's a lot of that, which is why the light ship has to come every 2,000 years to regain its spiritual integrity of the creations that it created. So it comes here to shed the people out of the darkness. And in the Bible, you may know this, but the word sin is a medieval term which deals with archery, shooting a bow and arrow, and when you miss the center bullseye in the on the target, then you missed the mark. That's what it means. You missed the mark. You didn't shoot the bullseye in the center. So basically, what happens is the energy that's around you, that you're working with, that's through you, that's probably attached to you, just like these entities, they're there to take you off your spiritual path, to dilute you, along with the off-planet mind control that is going on here with everyone. And this has been here for quite a while. It's been, here even when Jesus walked the earth. So he was here to tell people to go within, that naturally nothing outside of yourself is ever going to help you, and to go within to get your true knowledge because it's so dense down here. And so that's basically the thing about reincarnation. It's a way the dark side has held everyone here on this planet captive, telling you that you have to reincarnate over and over and over again. And so one of my clearings that I do, I call it a master set, 1 in 4 clearing, and I take you out of your soul family here where all of your negative spiritual contracts are, and there are some positive ones, but mainly it's all negative energies that keep you held here. I do other things too, but you get disconnected, and I bring in your twin flame energy, I bring in your home base energy, and you're disconnected from 13 planetary influences that are affecting your energetic system, taking your energy, sucking energy off of you, just like negative cords. So basically you're here to evolve spiritually with only one lifetime, but the dark side somehow held you captive here. And that's why people have past lives here. And they're a forced past life. And a lot of you listening probably can remember back from other lifetimes. You have recognition of maybe being there, and maybe full remembrances of situations, maybe have fear in this lifetime of something brought back from those lifetimes. But basically, on other planets, the source energy, you go out and you explore one lifetime, and you're completely at free choice if you wish to come back to that planet over again. And normally you're just out there experiencing experiences to reflect back to yourself, which is part of the divine creativity. So that's what we're doing is right now the light ship is coming to free everybody from this bondage. And when that happens, I don't have the exact date. It's been prophesized, the year 2012. Some people who are really psychic say there's going to be a big shift in 2008. I don't really go there with any of that. I just know that it's happening. That's why I'm here to help people. So any questions out there? That we have on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
Well, let's just mention the good news about what we were just discussing, which is that when the Creation Light Shift came here and started working with the planet a couple of years ago or so, isn't it true that one of the first things that they did was to kind of eliminate this whole karma and automatic forced reincarnation on the earthly plane?
Yes, that is correct, yes. So if anybody were to have passed on one of your loved ones a couple of years ago, the light ship came and activated me for this mission in February a couple of years ago. So at that point in time, anybody who were to have passed over is automatically taken away from the earth plane. So you're no longer held captive here. So the light ship is now in charge of that, which is what our Galactic Federation friends, our space brothers, the Arcturians, the Pleiades, and I won't go on and, name calling here, but all the ones that you hear about, these beings that are supposed to be helping us are here to, or are supposed to be here to help us completely and to have this planet heaven on earth. And these beings that are, or that have been put in charge by the light ship, these different races with higher technology are supposed to hold the integrity of the light for us to live here. So it's kind of much like, we're preyed upon now by these extraterrestrials too through ET abductions, which people have, heard about. And that's very sad too. So they are condoning these actions. This is why we have the bad weather patterns, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, that's the dark side working down here. Famine, wars, so all of this is tied into this dark agenda, which is basically off-planet, and it filters down to the people here. So like I say, a lot of people out there are upset with the different governments, et cetera. Remember, they're under the same attack that you are. And so I'm sure that if they were able to get released from this, and if this, and if our Galactic Federation would come in with pure light energy, all these people that have been influenced would also be having a cleansing process. So it's just very unfortunate that we happen to be in this lower density energy and having no spiritual protection from it, from our overseers of the Galactic Federation. And I'll just go one step further here. A lot of people, you know, have seen emails. Maybe you tune into stuff all the time. And most of the emails that I have found, when they send them to me, I kind of read them, and they're all kind of very much the same thing about how this person so-and-so is channeling through someone, and they may have a very nice-sounding name, and they may have been doing it for years and years. And the message sounds wonderful. But yet, you know, like the old commercial on TV, you know, with one of the fast food, you know, restaurants, you know, where's the beep? You know, where does this energy meet the pavement down here? Why doesn't it work? And they get you all riled up. You get excited about something going to happen, you know, on a certain date. And then all of a sudden that date goes by, nothing happens. And now you're upset because you felt like you read an email and you believed it with all your heart because it sounded very good. And now you're frustrated and angry because, you know, you fell into this trap of energy. Well, the dark side lives on your emotional energy, whether it be positive or negative. Remember, energy is just energy. It depends how you view it. So you're actually supplying them with this energy. So the main thing is that the light ship now is here. And like during the ascension process, at that point, your spirit will leave and go to another location, wherever it chooses to go to, as the whole universe becomes dematerialized. And the gift that you can give your body is the ascension process. So ascension isn't necessarily, you know, it's for your spirit, in a sense, because it was trapped here, but now that's completely eliminated. So the ascension process now is for your body. So how much do you love your body? Do you choose to have your body live in a higher consciousness, like Jesus talked about, you know, everlasting life, eternal life? So this is what your body would love to do. This is the ascension. So it's up to you if you choose to do this. And it's, you know, your choice to work on yourself. And like I said, Buddha came to prepare us, you know, quite a while ago. And, you know, for that ascension 2,000 years ago. So the way the light ship kind of views us, in a sense, is that the human race here has had 4,000 years for the ascension process. And they understand the darkness is here, but still, you know, what happened to some of these teachings? You know, the disciples or apostles, whatever you want to call the people that worked with Jesus, they were taught how to do healings and teachings. And where are those manuscripts? You know, why wasn't it passed on? It's only 2,000 years, you know. It should be all in our consciousness. So anyway, this is kind of how the light ship is viewing this here, and they're here to help everyone if they choose to do so, but it takes you to make that choice. So, Sylvia, any questions on Fast Chat?
Yes, we have some good ones that tie into what you're talking about. For example, is there duality on the light ship or only down here? And I know you've talked about...
Yes, only down here. There's no duality on the light ship. The light ship allows free will, and so there is no oneness on the light ship. Oneness is another New Age term that people talk about. You can never be in oneness because you're created to be a special divine being with your own frequency. So I'm not you, and you're not me, and you know, your husband or wife is not you. Your children are not you. Everyone is a special little spark of the divine. And so you're all here to experience an experience and hopefully work through your lifetime with the wonderful spirit guidance that you have and be able to express the divine through your manifestations here. And I see another one here from Ed, slow down the mind control energy. Okay, well, we can put you into a space right now if you like. The light ship will do this. So hold a space for probably a couple of minutes for you of all energies coming to you. So you can look at it as dark energy if you like. You can look at it also as mind control. You can look at it as electromagnetic radiation off your computer or the wiring in your walls. But what I'm going to do is have the light ship connected with each and every one of you right now. And again, just relax. Nothing for you to do. And I'm waiting for them to tell me when to start here. Yeah, they're ready right now. So we're going to count to 10. And at 10, you're going to be in a sacred space with this beautiful cocoon energy around you. And I'd like you to go into your heart and to experience communicating with your own spirit. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll just put some music on here. And just relax and connect with your spirit. Here from Kyle. He's asking, are we going to go to a higher dimension, than what we have now, I'm presuming, and will it be less dense? Well, that's your choice. Remember, the divine doesn't dictate to you where you're going to be going to. After you leave here, it's your choice to go where you choose to go to. Although, if you take your body with you, I'm sure it will be less dense. Remember, the Earth Spirit has already created a spiritual blueprint for the new earth that it's going to inhabit. It won't be this earth. And that new earth that it has is going to be an eighth-dimensional reality. And so all I can assume and extrapolate is that it chose 8D because maybe 4D and 5D would possibly have duality and or the darkness could still come into it. So I'm just sort of projecting that, the earth spirit, because it's been in this duality for so long, has been here and done that, and it wants to evolve into more of a higher light frequency. So that's why it's going to 8D. And so this blueprint of the earth will still be available for any spirit that wishes to be created to become a planetary spirit. So we could recreate the earth after the universal shift or during that portion of it where everything is dematerialized, and a new spirit could come into the creation light ship as it's created there and then bring forth the divine blueprint of the earth just the way it is right now and rematerialize it over again in this dimension and in others. And it could also do alterations. So that may have answered your question, I think. So, yeah, everything is free choice on the light ship. There's no oneness there. Everything is, the only oneness that would be there is the actual divine frequencies that created the light ship. But everything else is separate. And we're never able to go back into the light ship to become, part of that experience. Typically, because we're created to become who we are as an individual expression of the divine going out to experience life.
Ron, there's something that you mentioned on the fast chat, which I'd like to share with all of the listeners who might not be on the fast chat. And that's another piece of good news, which is that when the creation light ship came to the earth, a couple of years ago, I think you've said it was about 20% light, and now it's up to about 38% from the work that they've been doing to eliminate some of the darkness and the mind control energies. So maybe you could talk about that for just a little bit.
Yes, so the light ship, what happens because the darkness was never created by the light, that is, and it creeps into the light to take energy from the light, and these are typically soulless beings. So the light creates beings that have a soul that obey spiritual law, and the darkness does not obey spiritual law because it's a whole different energetic system. And so the light is typically always doing follow-up work to chase down the darkness. Remember, the light's only in the now. Now, the darkness can go ahead of time and behind time, okay? And this is where our predictions come from, because the darkness has us running a predestined plan for our particular reality here, which we don't really know about, but we follow it anyway. This is why, for instance, on the Bible codes that have surfaced, in the last couple of years, people are able to take a computer and type in different events that's happened on this earth plane, and lo and behold, it shows up in the Old Testament. Well, it doesn't take much of a brain to go backwards on that and say, gee, why was it showing up there? Well, if people had the foresight, and they probably do, and they could type in events now for the future, it's still recorded in there, just like the past would be. So what they did, the dark side said, well, gee, we got to find a really sacred way to keep our information of what we're going to be doing here in a sacred text so that we can tell the people after us how and what to do their dirty deeds, in a sense. So they put it in a sacred text, the Old Testament, and that's what they go by, and they're able to decode this information. And we're now able to decode it ourselves, but, whether or not we have their exact code that they have, I won't go into that. But typically, that's their script, and that script is, in a sense, a predestined script. That's where your prophecies come from, because people are able to tap into that darkness energy in the future. Remember, this is all future stuff. The light only works in the now. So I want to make that definition very clear. The light is only in the now. Anything else that's not in the now is not created by the light. Okay, so just kind of understand that. I may be ruffling some feathers here, but when you have a prediction that is I'll use the word the matrix, okay, on how your life can be and different possibilities that can be expressed through those predictions, okay? And so this is how the energy works. And you all know that in your manifestation process, you have to be in the now to manifest. You can't be in the future or in the past to manifest. You have to be in the now. So that may bring some clarity to all of you if I kind of pushed your buttons or maybe got you upset about that. Maybe you're a psychic reader and you go, well, heck, I can read all these things from people and it's very good and I'm, over 90% accurate, et cetera. Well, you're just reading the tendencies that's projected of the storyline that they're following, made up by the Matrix, which could be possibly decoded into the Bible, too. So anyway, we're here running the script of the dark side. And the dark side right now, these soulless beings that are off-planet in their own dimensional frequencies do not want anybody to ascend. That's why we didn't ascend last time, because Jesus was taken out. He couldn't reach enough people. And his life was cut short approximately 18 years. So his teachings were not vast enough at that time to awaken people, because they were still in that same mind control and illusions, okay? So that may add some clarity to why the light ship comes. So the light ship comes mainly every 2,000 years. The whole universe is dematerialized. And at that point, when that happens, you are able to shift to a higher consciousness. Your spirit leaves, and this is the way the light can keep track of its creation. Otherwise, it would just be all mucked up, because free will naturally would, keep working and working and working. The dark would creep in, and all of a sudden, the light would lose its life forms. And that happens daily here. Just think of the poor people that are in prison and in jail. They probably lost their soul. They got they went out of their body. So the light has to come in to regain all of the consciousness that's here. And so this is what it's doing. So whatever it created, it has to come in and cleanse and release it from bondage, we'll say. And then from there, start over again. And the darkness cannot attach at that point because there's nothing to attach to. And then the cycle basically probably starts over again. And I just hope from my own viewpoint here that the light maybe comes more often than 2,000 years. Somehow they decided to come every 2,000 years. Wish it'd come every 500 years. It would be much better for everybody. But I'm sure they're hearing me, and I'm sure the dark side's hearing me too. So, that's just the way it goes. But we'll see. So anything else we need to talk about, Sylvia?
Well, we have a wonderful question from Kyle on the fast chat, which is there any secret to living in the now?
No, just be in the now. Try to hold your consciousness in the now and be with your spirit and go within to your heart center.
And isn't it true that...
It's an easy thing to talk about, but again, with all the external influences here, it's kind of hard to do. Just as you're doing right now, you have a computer in front of you, and, we have a lot of instantaneous gratifications that kind of take us away from communicating to our spirit to be in the now. But you remember, when you're in the now, time sort of goes by very quickly. The show has been on for almost 50 minutes right now. And does it feel like 50 minutes? No, I just feel like I just got warmed up here. I'm just getting off of idle. I could probably talk for 5 hours. So, this is the way it is. Time flies when you're in the now, because you're in divine flow.
So, Ron, wouldn't you say, though, that there are things that tend to keep us from being in the now, whereas we'd probably very naturally be in the now if we didn't have the densities and the emotional densities that we're carrying around?
Yes, the emotional densities are probably the main thing that causes problems with us, because your body naturally wants to heal itself, and so it'll bring up these emotional densities, and it'll bring people into our lives so we can release energies from us. And so what happens is your body is continuously recycling your emotional traumas. So like I say, it's like going to a cinema theater where you have maybe 10 screens, and it's the same movie, same plot, different people, different intensities of the same energy. So the best way to do some healing yourself on your emotional traumas and your judgments from your ancestors that your body's attempting to release is to go to like a shopping mall and just sit there and watch the people walking in front of you and judge them. Say, tell your body, say, I want to judge this person to see where you need me most to release energies or what's holding you back. And your body will bring your eyes to certain people and it'll pull up a judgment. And then ask your body to release that judgment, whatever it is. It could be, you know, the way a person looks, you know, the way they walk, the way they dress, you know, maybe their skin color. It could be anything. It could be wearing an earring or not, or, you know, the wrong color shoes, you know, anything like that. And that's a judgment that your body's holding. And remember, the judgments produce energy blockages, and the energy blockages will eventually kill you. So you want to release all of these that you possibly can. Remember, our hospitals are full of elderly people who have not worked on themselves. And this is what we should have been doing, you know, a long time ago. So remember, we have 4,000 years of density in us. So the mission of Buddha kind of like failed. And at that point, we could not ascend. So now we have another 2,000-year process because the earth spirit chose not to kill the people on the surface by changing frequencies, because all the life forms would have died on it. It wouldn't have given anybody a chance, basically. There were a few that ascended, but basically, as far as the population in a whole, it didn't work. So, and this is why if you may even look at situations, you hear about archaeological digs, and they find the pottery and different things, you know, from a certain group of individuals, and all of a sudden they don't find any bones. They go, that's interesting. How can people live here without having any bones? Well, those people ascended. So that's another way you can look at it. So they were spiritually adept enough to know how to do the ascension process at one of the 2,000-year cycles.
So in addition to doing emotional clearing and other work to release judgment, one of the wonderful things that you offer to help people that are interested in preparing themselves for the Ascension is something that you do once a month at the Ascension Preparation Conference Call. And I know that that's coming up in about 3 weeks on July 21st. So maybe, I know we've just got about 3 minutes left on the hour. Maybe we could share that with people and how that they could be a part of that.
Yeah, you can just connect with me if you like. Email me just underneath the light bean. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's a 4-hour conference call. They do water charging. So the last hour is the availability to have 7 gallons of water charged, and you use them in order 1 through 7 for the next 7 days. And you're doing healings on the light ship toward ascension. They take away many, many densities. I have a lot of physical healings that happen with people, but the time flies. It's like it takes about 20 to 30 minutes our time, what it feels like. Just a wonderful experience. The fee is only $60, that's 60, and you have this wonderful, beautiful lightship energy coming into you for that amount of time. So it's just great, and that's like 3 weeks away on a Saturday. So just connect with me. It starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I do other sessions on the lightship very reasonably. I do Monday and Friday calls on my conference call line, which is not this show. It's a special line. It's $20 for an hour healing. You know, that's cheaper than most massage practitioners. In fact, I don't know anybody who would work with you for an hour for $20. But the light beings do this, and it allows you to rub elbows with the masters and healers and these beautiful light beings, and you can bring the energy back with you because you're out of time as you go to the light ship. Just a wonderful experience. And I can't talk enough about it. These calls are just great, and people start their life changes. So what I'll do quickly is an emotional healing here. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, you should feel some release in energies from you. And just look at a situation the last couple of years, and you should feel like those negative energies, the emotional tendencies in your body are released. So we'll be signing off now. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And our next show is Friday at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And we'll see you then.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for being with us. Many blessings and much love to you. Remember that the light being will be activated for the next half an hour or so. So continue to ask for your healings and enjoy that beautiful, loving presence. Connect to your own divine self through your heart center, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
PBS Radio.